Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with George Troyer, one of the top retail experts on the planet. He's become ours from the last year or two. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail, how the most successful businesses have mastered them and how you should too. George, thanks again for your wisdom and for your experience. What else can we do to out here on Main Street to make sure that we do what I call surviving? What I said earlier on, George, I revived a term that I used in the beginning of 2009 after the 2008 financial crisis. And back in those days, I said, for 2009, your singular goal is to open your door January 1, 2010, to still be in business. Surviving is winning. It isn't elegant. It's not going to be pretty, but surviving is winning. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, just to follow up on that a little bit, I think unlocking the door is like the easiest part this time. It's going to be all the other changes that people are going to have to make to their store, to the Main Street store, like curbside pickup and the e-commerce sites and so forth. I think it's worth denoting, too, Jim, that certain categories and certain businesses are doing very well right now. Certain kinds of stores, certain kind of businesses are having their best year ever. Hardware stores, bicycle shops, pet stores, grocery stores, and, as you might guess, liquor stores. So if you're in any of those categories, they're actually having a very good time this year. It doesn't, you know, it's some consolation if you're not in those categories. But as I started to say before, you know, retailers are resilient and creative and dynamic. I mean, the changes we're making now, as we were saying at the beginning of the segment, too, are changes that were starting already months or in the last couple of years, like e-commerce and so forth. So
I'd like to point out my biggest critique of Main Street retailers is they seem to, and these are my heroes. I love these people, but they just, I feel like a parent talking, you know, telling the truth about their children. These are people who typically just don't follow up with customers. They don't reach out to them. They don't keep them posted with newsletters or with content. They don't say, you know, they don't keep saying, you know, hey, don't forget me without saying, come buy from me. And they just, it's as if they say, well, you know, I'll unlock the door and people will come in today. I mean, especially right now, people are, and during this lockdown period, people were reestablishing relationships, most of them online, and that's not to say they're never going to come in a store anymore, but if you've not been on their radar screen during this pandemic, they won't know who you are in September, October, November. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, a store, a physical store, and to a certain extent, e-commerce site too, is a community. It's a community of individuals that work there. And the store owner, of course, and the customers that come in, and you have to build community. In fact, that's why people come to stores. That's why stores will always be part of our business landscape.
Right.
And
they're still the high touch thing, right? Nesbitt taught us that high tech and high touch.
Well, that's right. I like that phrase. That's a great phrase.
I call it Nesbitt's razor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I think one of the other things that I would advise retailers to do right now. Is to get ready for Christmas. I mean, it's really all about fourth quarter. And if you keep your eyes on the prize and look forward to what's going to happen at Christmas, a lot of stores don't make any money anyway this time of year. I mean, I've run businesses that closing for the summer months is no hardship. It's a benefit.
They might save money.
It's all about November, December anyway. So it's not
a lot of smart people, and not just political people who, with an axe to grind, a lot of smart people that I listen to are expecting a bounce, a significant second half bounce, and we're only 6 weeks away from the second half.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think that is absolutely going to happen. I think what's happening with a lot of consumers is that they're actually spending much, much less money than ever before. And so when we do come to the other side of this, and again, I'm going to kind of reemphasize what's going to happen. When we're on the other side of this, it's not going to be like it was before. Things are not going to go back to the way they were.
That's going to
be different.
It's going to be the new, I call it the new regular.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you can't expect that, you know, you can't kid yourself. One of the things that I talk about in the book a little bit, too, is facing the reality, the heads-on. Retailers are usually very optimistic people. We always think it's going to get better. The next month, next quarter, next year is going to be better, and it very often is. But we have to face the fact that it's not going to be better by doing the same thing in the same way. Mm-hmm. It's going to be better by doing things differently and in a different way.
Right.
So all of the same principles apply. You have to control your inventory. You have to charge the right prices, whatever right means, whether it's high, low, or you know what it is, and plan. If the fifth law of resale is plan your downside, and if they haven't, now is a good time to do that, because it's here.
Hey, George, I need your website, please.
GeorgeTroy.com.
T-R-O-Y. That's pretty easy. Hey, George, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
We've enjoyed having you on the show again today. George Troy, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, his book is called The Five Laws of Retail. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.